but you have no idea of what's under the surface. I couldn't bear that.
Somewhere in his voyages, Cousteau's curiosity about the water evolved into a reverence for it, a philosophy that treats all the rivers and lakes and oceans of the world as parts of a whole, a gift that is essential to life, but a gift that the human race has yet to appreciate fully.
You know, we are on a planet that is the only planet in the solar system that is gifted with water in the liquid form. And it is because we have that water system that there is life. So if water is essential for life, it's obvious that quality water is essential for quality life.
And you don't think we've done a very good job of preserving the quality of our water?
Well, not yet. The only thing I can say is that maybe since a year or two, the rate at which the damage increases slows down.
He used to go around preaching that the oceans were dying, but lately he has adopted a more optimistic tone. He says his latest expedition to the Amazon has given him cause for hope.
The Amazon is really the river of the future. It's going to be a test for mankind. Are we going to keep it clean enough not to be a hazard for people? Or are we going to do the same mistakes as elsewhere?
A 74-year-old explorer in a 42-year-old ship who rejects the notion that either of them may be nearing the end of their days.
It has a 5-year project ahead in New Zealand, Australia, New Guinea, Philippines, China, Indonesia, India, etc. And it's going to remain afloat.
And as far as your plans at age 74, are you going to keep sailing the oceans?
I know this is a problem for others, it's not a problem for me, so that's the only answer I can give.
Jacques Cousteau says the water still holds too many mysteries, too many unanswered questions for him to think about retiring. For Summer Sunday, George Lewis, NBC News.